Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Paul and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear? When I was asked to do this podcast, at first I felt flattered. I am, in my mind, a spiritual person who practices these steps and is an example of others to others of how to live a spiritual life. 4 minutes. I can star at that. I had a couple of goes at it. Well, actually, I'm a good actor. I speak clearly. I've been around for over 30 years. Surely this is easy. The doubt crept in. Or, as my sponsor says, the disease started talking to me. It was fear. Again, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of being a phony. Who am I to preach? I missed my vocation. I should have been a preacher. I know myself to be a hypocrite. I don't really do the steps. I just pretend. Most of my life I pretend. Shit, I pretend to be sober. Maybe I'm pretending to be an alcoholic. How does that joke go? I'd rather be in AA pretending to be an alcoholic rather than in a bar pretending not to be. Why did he ask me? Oh, I want to be left alone. Hell, I'm in the middle of doing serious reparenting as adult child. I'm complicated. How dare to be asked to do this and expose myself as a fraud? It's come at a bad time. I'm in the middle of resenting my sponsor at the moment because he said to me, when are you going to forgive yourself? But what does he know, my sponsor? He does not adhere to the traditions. He doesn't do any service like I used to. He's never been on the Central Service Committee or a DCMS. He is a sick person. How can I be helpful? God save me from being angry. Thy will be done. Who cares? I really never did a very good job at any of those service positions either. Well, I don't do any service now, anymore. I'm a complete fuck-up. Why am I writing this in my 10th step diary at 2:30 in the morning? I've been writing my 10th step diary every day for 20 years now, since I did the steps first with my sponsor. I feel resentful, fearful, and those attempts at answering the question were so much script for the me show. You wouldn't understand. Who am I talking to? To myself. That's all there's ever been. Me, myself, and God. What's God? I don't know, because at the moment I'm doing 10th step work and God doesn't come into it yet. That's the 11th step. He's waiting in the wings for when I call him to come on stage for the Paul show. He comes on when I've done writing this down and cannot write any more. When I'm finished having my tantrum, it affects my security, it affects my ambition, it affects my self-esteem. Oh, please, God, remove this fear. I don't want to talk to my sponsor. He'll just ask me, what does the disease want? The disease wants what it always wants, to get me alone, to talk to me about what a failure I am. How do I watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear? How? Oh, God, help me. I can't do this. I wonder, if I read this out, will it come to 4 minutes?
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.